Hello.
Hey, Liam, this is Blair and Dylan from Surge 105 in Halifax. How you doing, man?
Hey, how are you, Blair?
We're doing awesome. How's everything in Milano Cortina, my friend?
We did the opening ceremonies here, which was really cool. I got to walk behind Mikkel Kingsbury and Marielle Thompson, the flag bearers here, which was pretty amazing. Things have been pretty calm, to be totally honest with you. We've been training quite a bit and just, you know, trying to keep every day as slow as possible and just enjoying every minute of it.
We're on the phone right now with Liam Moffitt, Team Canada, Milano Cortina, of course, the Winter Games as we speak in Italy. And you're from Truro, snowboarder. What's it like to live this out, man? Like, you got to be on cloud nine right now. This is crazy.
I live every day just grateful to be doing what I'm doing. I know that I'm not going to be able to do it forever. So, I put a lot of hard work to put myself in this position for sure. But at the end of the day, I'm so lucky.
You're the only Nova Scotian who's not playing hockey this Winter Olympics.
That is correct, yeah. Nova Scotia has a great history in hockey, and I'm super proud to be on the team with Blair and the rest of the guys, Crosby and McKinnon and Marchand, so that's pretty cool.
That's almost like a starting lineup right there. You've got Crosby, McKinnon, Blair Turnbull, then yourself. Would you play D or forward if you had to play hockey with them?
I mean, I'd probably like to play goalie with like some sort of ice spikes because I'm pretty bad at skating, which is probably the reason why I'm here.
When's your first event? That's coming up in just a couple of days here.
Yeah, correct. We race on Thursday the 12th. For you guys in Nova Scotia, it's going to be pretty early. I think we'll probably be pulling out of the gate at about 6 a.m. I mean, you can watch the replay and whatever, but hopefully I get to go through a couple heats, hopefully four, and that'll put me into the final of probably about, I don't know, 10 o'clock or so. So
I was just going to say, Liam, you were part of Team Canada in Beijing 2022. Is there anything you can take from your first Olympic experience? And you kind of went back, going back to what you said earlier, you know, not many Nova Scotians, let alone Canadians, get to participate in one Olympic Games. You get to do it twice now. What was it like that first time around in Beijing?
The first time is always going to be special. And I think one of the things that I get to take from that is just the experience and knowing what's, you know, coming next, what the days look like. What I think is cool is when I went to Beijing, I was riding really well. I qualified 13th out of 32. And so that right away was like, holy cow, I have the speed. I'm fast and I'm right with these guys. And that kind of was the only moment where it kind of spooked me a little bit. I was like, holy crap, I'm not that far away from, you know, realizing my dream, where this time around, I'm going to go with the same sort of attitude, but I'm not going to have that crazy realization because I already know that I'm close enough. It's, you know, the border cross is four heats away from winning the whole thing. So yeah, I'm definitely just going to go in with a bit more confidence.
On the phone with Liam Moffitt of Truro, just one of five Nova Scotian athletes over in Milano Cortina for the 2026 Winter Games. And real quick before we let you go, just sort of curious about what life is like in Italy. We were joking this morning, Dylan and I, because I found a package of lady fingers at Giant Tiger that are apparently an Italian snack. What's the food been like? Have you been enjoying margherita pizza or pasta, or what's it? What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, one of the perks of the food hall here is they do have like a wood fire pizza oven, so they're making fresh pizza just on the fly all day. I'm trying to go one on one off for the pizza days, so that's been tough passing the pizzas and not grabbing a slice, but no, it's been really good. I mean, I have my family here as well, my parents and my girlfriend and a couple their family friends, and it's just been great to go out. I went with my girlfriend yesterday for, you know, we got a cappuccino and a crepe and whatever, and you just kind of go enjoy the culture a little bit and just soak it all in.
You know, Dylan and I, we went for a slice of pizza at Uncle Buck's in Spryfield just the other day, which in and of itself, great, great pie, excellent slice of pizza. But I can't imagine what it would be like to actually sink your teeth into a slice of, you know, authentic wood-fired Italian pizza at the same time.
I mean, I'm sure it's pretty similar, right?
With all due respect, with all due respect.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Never been there, but we don't want to trash the local pizza joint.
No, man, it's amazing pizza. It really is, but I just can't imagine actually being there and trying it out. Have you guys had a chance to go out on the town anywhere in Italy? Like, do you get the chance to step outside the sort of the Olympic Village there?
Yeah, I mean, not really this week, but I do spend a lot of time in Italy just with, you know, racing the World Cup and spending some time training here. So I'm pretty familiar with the, you know, the cuisine and the culture and all that, and I love it. So whenever I get the chance, I do kind of, you know, try and indulge for sure.
If all goes well for you in your competition, how many pizzas are you crushing celebrating?
Well, I think time will only tell. I'm a pretty big guy, and we've been trying to, you know, cut back on the pizzas, but I think if I have a medal wrapped around my neck, I think no pizza is safe.
If you don't mind us asking, what toppings are you putting on your pie if you have your choice?
I like, over here in Italy, they have the pizza diavola, which sounds a little bit more scary than it really is, because it's actually called, the diavola is the devil's pizza, but it's actually just got spicy salami on it. It's really, really good. So if you ever get the chance, try that.
You'll have to get your favorite spot around Truro to whip it on it for you, okay?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Is there any
I'll come in with the salami.
Any any favorites back home for you? Any favorites back in Truro?
There's one on, I don't know what street it is, but I used to go to, when I was younger, I used to go to Pizza Farm, I think. But I mean, the classic Nova Scotia is you just go to Greco and you get the garlic fingers.
I think they kind of base their operations out of Truro, so you're basically, yeah, you're basically,
I mean,
picking
that's
hometown.
Like, that's like the classic. I remember growing up on Greco garlic fingers.
There's a Greco jingle too, isn't there? Isn't there a little bit of a song? You remember
3-10,
that song?
30-30.
Exactly.
So when I'm gathering, Liam, not official, but if I have some garlic fingers, I can be a snowcross racer like you.
Well, you let me know. We can share.
Okay.
Love it, man. Listen, Liam, we know that you've got a lot of things to do. We appreciate the time all the way from Milano Cortina, representing Truro, but Nova Scotia, one of just five athletes, and of course, representing an entire country. That's really cool and special, man. But we also wish you the best of luck, and can't wait to see what you do there with, you know, on the hill.
Thank you so much, guys.
We're going to have the game streaming in the studio here. We can't miss it. So we're looking forward to the race.
Sweet. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Cheers,
right,
bud.
Cheers.
All right. Bye-bye.